Both state and federal law already prohibit public funds for elective abortions. But in 2012, the legislature voted to deny family planning dollars to Planned Parenthood, saying that amounts to indirect subsidies. A trial judge in the Ninth Circuit both rebuffed that argument. So Attorney General Tom Horn last year asked the High Court to intervene. Late Tuesday, Attorney Alice Klapman told the justices that Arizona, in accepting federal dollars, the feds pay 90% of family planning costs, agreed to be bound by federal rules.
So in this area, when we're talking about Medicaid funds, there is no role for them to impose external policy preferences on providers. They have to follow the Medicaid Act. And the Medicaid Act is clear that patients get to choose their own providers.
Horn acknowledges Arizona did enter into a contract with the feds, but he said that was based on a presumption the state could decide who gets funded. But Klapman said the freedom of choice provision has been in law for decades. And she said if it wasn't obvious in 2012, it should be obvious to lawmakers and Horn now. She noted the U.S. Supreme Court refused just last year to reinstate a similar Indiana law. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.